National Coordinator of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project, Marissa Finch Burke, said by January 20th of this year, they would have completely relocated the boys from the Liberty Lodge Boys Training Center to the Daphne Community Center. She said, this is necessary as they prepare to renovate and upgrade the facility for it to play a central role under the Juvenile Justice Reform Project.
With regards to the relocation of our care and protection boys from the Liberty Lodge facility to the Daphne Community Center, the relocation process would have commenced officially by the 30th of December in 2013 and would have spanned a two-week period in terms of removal of equipment, etc. And the final phase would have been concluded the second week in January, which means that as of the 20th of January 2014, a few things happened. One, the awarded contractor would have been granted the keys to the site and full access to commence construction. And two, the Liberty Lodge Boys Training Center would have been completely relocated to the Daphne site and would have commenced operations there.
Mrs. Finchbach said they have also already handed over the keys of the Liberty Lodge Boys Training Center to the contractor and the renovation work has already commenced.
Excavation would have commenced from the 21st and we would have looked at both excavation for the purpose of extension of the existing dorm and demolition of walls would have taken place on the interior of the existing building to focus on renovation to fit a block model system to ensure the housing of children for the purpose of a court diversion program development.
Mrs. Finchbach also explained what will take place at the Liberty Lodge Boys Training Center when the current developmental work is completed.
The Liberty Lodge Center is aiming to provide a three-dimensional service. Not the Liberty Lodge Center in its entirety, but the rehabilitation component of Liberty Lodge, because we have to recognize also that there are also other services with regards to care and protection, where children are neglected, abandoned, etc. So that service is separate and apart from rehabilitation. This rehabilitation focus is clearly identified for the purpose of providing a secure treatment facility that is residential, but that is just one component of the service provided for rehabilitation.
National Coordinator of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project, Marissa Finch Burke. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.